In Our Mother's House is a picture book written by Patricia Polacco about a lesbian couple raising three children. It's listed for readers ages 6 and up, but at the Davis School District, it's only available to students who have a permission slip signed by a parent. But some say that's not constitutional, so it will now be left up to a court to decide who will be able to check it out.
We brought the lawsuit in federal court because it's a federal question, and we've asked the court to enjoin the school, meaning force the school to place the book back onto the shelf and restore the student's First Amendment right.
That's John Mejia, legal director for the ACLU of Utah. He says the group has held several discussions about the book with the school district since the spring. That's when a committee voted to keep the book behind the counter.
The attitude from the school district was that we would need to agree to disagree. And, you know, from our perspective, you know, once it became clear that was sort of their position, it was when it was clear that we should bring a lawsuit.
Chris Williams, spokesman for the Davis County School District, says the district hasn't yet been served with the lawsuit, but it continues to stand by its decision.
We have a process in place. We followed that process, which is outlined in school district policy. And, we still feel comfortable with the decision that was made. And again, parents still had the opportunity to have their children read the book if they wanted to do that.
Carol Lear is the director of school law and legislation, as well as an attorney at the State Office of Education. She's not working on the case, but offered some points she believes will have to be taken into consideration.
Schools have greater authority to censor materials, whether they're spoken or written or electronic, than would be true in the general public. So a public library, there's almost zero censorship that is allowed. In a school library, that's different. And I think that the scale would also change between a elementary school and a high school.
Lear adds the case will also bring up what other books might be censored in the future.
Are all books that are culturally uncomfortable going to be excluded? Polygamy is definitely part of our state's history and our cultural history. And are there children's books about polygamous families and children growing up in polygamy? And are those books going to be excluded to the same degree?
The book was removed from four of the district's libraries. The suit asks that the copies be returned to the shelves and that the court bar schools from censoring books based on an interpretation of homosexual topics. The plaintiffs are also asking for $1 in damages from the district. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.